Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hour 2 here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys getting set to take on the Vikings Sunday night football, and Stephen Jones joins us now to talk about all the things. And a good afternoon, Stephen. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing wonderful. Everything's ahead of the team, so that does wonders for our mood. Do you guys feel like if you win out one way or another, you'd probably get in?
We just feel like we got one hell of a chance. If obviously we do have to have help. We're not naive to that, but just feel that if we could get to that point and we could win out, we're going to give ourselves a great opportunity.
What do you think the things are you need to do well or get cleaned up from the Detroit game in order to give yourself a chance to do that?
I think the biggest thing is we've got from the last game we ended up settling for a lot of field goals. I think, we need to get touchdowns. I mean, that's why Detroit got the best of us, is they were getting touchdowns and we were getting field goals. So that's important. I think we got to get back to running the football better. We stuck to the run, but we didn't get any explosives, which we have been, for most of the year. And so that's going to be real important against this Minnesota defense in particular. And don't get in situations where you're behind the chains. And then defensively, we got to get back to getting pressures and stopping the run. And I think we've got a good plan to do that. And so feel really good about it. And then on special teams, we had an off game there as well. We got beaten all three phases by Detroit and gave up way too much field position in that game, especially against a good team on the road like Detroit, who's explosive on offense. You can't win the game like that. And certainly we've got to be better at that in terms of the special teams.
Yeah. What is the key there on kickoff coverage? Is that coaching or changing personnel? What needs to change there?
I think it's everything. I mean, it's when something doesn't go right, I think the way we look at it around here is it's top to bottom. Whether it's whether it's the organization, the coaches, or the players, we got to be better. And I think we got personnel that can get the job done, and just got to play hard. I mean, we'd played four games in 17 days, and that's no excuses. But we just got to play faster with an identity and execute and hold ourselves to a high standard.
Steven, Trayvon Diggs told the local beat a little while ago that he's healthy, he's ready to play, and he expects to play. Do you expect him to play on Sunday?
Yeah, we're going to make that decision tomorrow. You know, we have another day of work, and, you know, I think Coach Schottenheimer's been real clear, as Coach Eberflus, in terms of evaluating the full body of work for the week and make that decision tomorrow.
And then with Nate Thomas, does it look like he's probably going to be starting in place of Tyler Guyton again since he's still dealing with that ankle?
Certainly looks that way at this point. And the good news is Nate had a great week of practice, as did Adeniji, but feel like Nate is certainly rebounded. We didn't play our best in the offensive line against the Lions. We've got to get that back to the standard we expect and fully expect that to happen.
So with Trayvon's practice window scheduled to close next Sunday, are you 100% sure he will at some point return this year?
Yeah, I feel like he will. But obviously, there's a certain standard that Coach Schottenheimer and his staff are, looking at with him. And certainly for him to play the type of defense we want him to play and play the corner position the way we want him to play it, he needs to be out there practicing, which he has been, and be diligent in the meetings and have good practices.
How about when it comes to Overshown? Are we ready to just sort of unleash him, no more pitch counts? And would you like to see him get back to more blitzing like he was so successful doing last year?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. His pitch count window is over now, and fully expect him, to play the full body of work. And obviously what that'll entail, we'll certainly get a good picture of it on Sunday, but feel good about what we have in the game plan for him.
Steven Jones here with you on The Fan. How about your scoreboard watch and plans for Sunday? I like what Dak said. He said he's going to root against the Eagles regardless, whether they're in this position or not.
I think he's got unanimous support in the building for that.
Has there ever been a more desperate move than a positivity inflatable rabbit? Like, how much did you personally laugh at that, Steven? A positivity rabbit in the locker room. I mean, that's ultimate desperation.
We've got to worry about ourselves. I can't be judging what others are doing, but I'm snickering, I guess.
How would you describe what it's like to watch a game with you, Steve? And I noticed Hard Knocks had a little bit of you and Jerry, and at the start of the game, you guys are sitting next to each other. By the end of it, you're on opposite ends of the row.
Yeah, you know, you move around. We're superstitious, and certainly you get antsy as the thing closes down in terms of, as you get into that fourth quarter where it's about to, you've done all the maneuvering and it's time to see where you're going to end up. But, I'd say I'm pretty, pretty even keel in terms of taking it in. But I will say, obviously get nervous anxiety and move around and walk around and pace and end up where I kind of end up. And I think Jerry's got a lot of that in him as well.
Behind-the-scenes content is just so gold for the fans. Do you enjoy watching it too?
I actually enjoy it. I do. I like seeing, seeing it from a different perspective, if you will. That was a little bit was my take on the docuseries as well. It was entertaining because, everybody has a different take in terms of what that was like in the docuseries, and certainly seeing, a consolidated 2 or 3, 4 weeks of the NFC East is interesting too.
You know, speaking of that docuseries, the way that it was positioned and titled as your dad being the gambler, I guess this is looking forward and we're hoping for the best for 2025. But we've been talking this year about, like, is the gambler back? Is the Pickens, is the Quinnen Williams, like, is there more aggression that Jerry was talking about that led to those early championships? Is that present and maybe coming up in the future of 2026?
Yeah, I think if money were the issue, that you wouldn't have to worry about that. I think the bigger thing is just there's no question we had a little bit of a conundrum, if you will, trying to figure out how we were going to handle CD, Dak, and obviously Micah. But, I think now we're a lot more dialed in terms of, hey, and here's what it's going to be. Here's what we're going to have in these areas, and I feel good about where we are.
Well, speaking of trades, Logan Wilson, you made the move for him at the deadline. I think the fans, there's just been a swell of, can we get more Logan Wilson on the field? Do you think that's something that they'll be able to look forward to on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're obviously monitoring that, and they'll make the decision according to the full body of work this week in terms of how they spread out the reps, and we'll see kind of where we end up tomorrow afternoon in terms of how we're going to start the game, and then, of course, how we're going to play the games in terms of the reps for each one of those guys.
What's the work week been like for George Pickens this week, and how confident are we that we're going to have a bounce back on Sunday?
Oh, well, I have a complete confidence in George. He's been great. Had a great week of practice. I think everybody did. I think everybody got their legs back under him on this mini bye, if you will, and ready to go back to work.
Fun story with Philip Rivers getting back in the league, Stephen, after he was retired for 5 years. Has there ever been a situation where you were pursuing a player and trying to get him out of retirement to come play back for the Cowboys?
You know, not off the top of my head. Doesn't mean there wasn't one, but I don't really have one off the top of our head that I can lean back on. But I certainly see, you know, how it can happen. I mean, coaches have players that they have had before, you know, that might dial back on. I will say this. I don't know that I've known one where they've, you know, been out of the game for 4 or 5 years and then are considering it. I mean, a lot of guys start and sit out for a year sometimes and then get enticed back at the end of that year or enticed back a year later. But, no, this is a unique one. But if anyone can do it, I mean, Philip Rivers is a consummate competitor. I see that. And obviously he's won a lot of football games in this league. So it's part of what makes the NFL are seeing these type of stories. You know, like the Philip Rivers story is going to unfold in Indy. That'll be real interesting.
So much time has passed now, but was there ever a chance that Tony Romo could have come back in the first couple years post-retirement for him?
You know, a lot of times these guys have, you know, retire, whether it's a Troy, to some degree Tony too, just because of health. I mean, it's just whether it's backs or whatever it is, and it's just you know, difficult to keep going. And, you know, this is a physical game. And, you know, I don't necessarily know that Tony was ever, you know, being that he jumped right into the booth, was ever really thinking about it that much. I know Troy got enticed a little bit along the way, but decided against it. But, you know, those are interesting things. And, you know, especially this day and time, you do have quarterbacks like Brady, like Stafford, who are playing, you know, well into their late 30s and doing it at a high level. So it's certainly not something that you is not possible. So it, like I said, this will be interesting to see how it plays out.
Sure looks like Dak's playing at a high level here, coming up on 34. Does he have another 5-6 years in him?
Hey, I wouldn't bet against Dak at anything. You know, he's so driven to compete and to succeed and lead and, you know, he's a driven man, and certainly we're fortunate to have him. And like I said, I'm sure, you know, Dak will do it on his terms if I'm betting. And, you know, he's one of those guys just like, you know, Stafford and Brady that I think just keeps getting better.
Jake Ferguson going to be okay with that calf?
I think we're going to be good. He had a good day today, which was what we were looking for. And, you know, barring a setback tomorrow or, you know, having any type of, any type of something that happens after practice, I fully expect right now expectation is for him to go.
Right on. Well, give him hell Sunday night. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks a lot, guys. Salute. Have a good weekend.
You too. There he goes. Stephen Jones with you here on your home of the Cowboys every Friday at 3 o'clock on 105.3 The Fan. And, yeah, fun little conversation. Appears that most of the injuries are heading in the right direction. Clowney game time decision. Tyler Guyton likely still out. Huge opportunity for Nate Thomas. We need a repeat of that Chiefs game where he handled Karloftis pretty good. Give you confidence that, yeah, maybe in the future, if you do move on from Terrence Steele, Nate Thomas could be a starter. You know, maybe he could buy himself that opportunity if he continues to perform well. But I imagine Guyton will be back before too long, and hopefully they remain healthy in that department from here on out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is time for the head coach of America's team, Brian Schottenheimer, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys on Sean and RJ. And I don't know how Brian is going to get through an interview without his beloved Bobby here, who's out on vacation.
You know, we talked to him earlier in the spring or in the summer, and I thought him and I were kindred spirits.
Yeah. And you brought the merch.
I brought the merch, yeah, the gear.
And you quickly got discarded.
Discarded.
Yes.
You know, discarded like yesterday's trash.
You must not have liked the things that you put on that shirt that could have been inappropriate.
It was very, very suitable for work.
Okay.
It was very SFW.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Guys, I'm doing amazing. Two things. Number one, I actually have the merch on right now. That's one. So I love the merch. Number two, the reason the morning's so great, I actually feel like I'm coming on a few minutes late, is Bobby and I actually came up with the notes you guys are reading because he and I talked a little ball this morning. I got him up to speed. We're ready.
You just triggered me with that ball knowing. We may have to talk about that in Oxnard, but I'm only football guys like Jason Witten. I guess Shoddy can use it, but all the rest of us Joe Schmoes on the couch, when we say let's talk ball, you can't do it. You at least agree with that? That armchair quarterbacks on the couch, you can't be talking ball.
I kind of like that. I like the separation of state there, brother. I think that makes a lot of sense. But, again, Bobby and I, we had a heck of a time. Again, he gave you guys all the notes we talked about because we just sat around and chopped it up, talked a little ball.
You know what? Coach might be a tolo because Bobby did send a hell of a scouting report, and he's not even here. We did read it an hour ago. So we're proud of you for that, Coach. I actually want to ask a personal question to start off. What is your gas tank right now? Like week 15 weeks in, first time NFL coach, to the energy level or the amount on your plate as an assistant and a coordinator?
Well, again, I think, you know, number one, thank you for asking. I know you mean that, but I'll say this, man. It is a grind of a season, but like one of the things that I really, you know, try to pride myself on is just, you know, is working my ass off and staying prepared. And again, we got the little mini bye over the weekend after those four games in 17 days, and that was good. We did some self scout, but also got a chance to just relax a little bit with family, and I'm ready for the home stretch, man.
Coach, I heard you talk about your relationship with Kevin O'Connell a little bit in the presser. Could you just kind of recap your relationship with him? What makes him stand out so much as an offensive mind?
Yeah, well, so we brought Kevin. I was the coordinator in New York, and Kevin was actually in New England, and we were looking for a backup quarterback, and so we brought him over in free agency, and you just saw right away the guy's love for the game, his understanding of football and X's and O's, but also what a great people person that he is, just his ability to connect with people and things like that. And next thing you know, he's kind of getting into coaching, and then you see he goes and works for a guy like Sean McVay that you know, helps develop Kevin in his mind, and you know, Sean's done a great job building his tree of people. But the main thing I would say about Kevin, guys, is this. When he was our backup quarterback, like I said earlier, he had come from New England, so you know, he and Tom Brady were very close. He knew everything, all of Tom's mannerisms, so what he did at the line, how he'd make cover zero checks, how he would check to a run, how he would ID things based on different things. And literally, you know, we played him at least twice a year, mostly it was three times at the playoffs, but where literally that week, Rex Ryan, Mike Pett, and the defensive staff, they would take Kevin basically into the defensive staff room. I'm talking about all day, not just for practice, literally all day long. And he came up with some hellacious blitzes because he understood the protections. And if you showed this, Tom was going to do that. And I think it was the playoff game. We beat him pretty good in the playoff game one year. And we had a free runner where the nickel came off the edge and got a sack. And O'Connell, with I think his helmet on, pads on, was going crazy like a coach. So it was at that moment I was like, "Yeah, this guy's destined to do great things."
Yeah, I fell in love with him during the Netflix stuff, and I'm like, "Who is this guy?" And his personality, his calm dealing with the quarterbacks and the team was pretty impressive. We know Brian Flores loves to blitz. We know Coach Flores' reputation. Coach, like, how many different blitzes can you be unfamiliar with? The difficulty of a blitz package. Can you just kind of give us a football 101 with, you know, not necessarily what Coach Flores likes to do, but the amount of blitzes that can come your way that can catch you off guard?
Yeah, I think the first thing I would say when you're talking about a Brian Flores defense, number one is when you look at him, he loves veteran players. Okay, so all right, well, so there's a style there. Well, why? Well, he wants to be multiple, and he needs guys and wants guys that can do different things from different looks, and they can adjust quickly, and that's what he's built. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's only certain number of blitzes. So I can bring five guys, I can bring six guys, I can bring seven guys, I can bring eight guys. So it really is a numbers game, right? And a lot of it's based on how many backs you have in the backfield or how many potential blitzers you can bring. What I think they're so good at, guys, is they're so good at the disguise part of it, meaning – again, whether they're bringing six or they're bringing seven, they make it look like they're bringing nobody, and then they bring six or seven. Then they make it look like they're bringing everybody, and they bring only five or four. And so the disguise element, which the veteran players help with, I think is a huge part of it. But, you know, I mean, this guy, I mean, he cut his teeth, talking about Flores, of course. You know, he cut his teeth with Belichick, man. I mean, he learned under one of the best of all time. And but what's cool for me to see is because we used to play him, you know, when they were in New England, and he's really added his personality to this thing, and very, very difficult to prepare for sure.
Great answer.
Brian Schottenheimer joining us here, 105 through the Fan. All right, Dak against the blitz this year, 1,000 yards passing, 8 touchdowns, 2 picks, 70% completion percentage. What makes a quarterback great against the blitz?
Two things. Number one, I think confidence in the offensive line is one, because you got to play with a firm back foot. But just understanding all year, we call it trouble series, guys. So trouble series is like anybody can drop back and throw a football. Not anybody, probably not you guys, probably not me anymore. Definitely not me anymore. But, I mean, anybody can do that when, you know, it's a four-man rush and you're holding up protection. But understanding where the line's sliding to and what your trouble series is, meaning, okay, this four-week is a problem, here's my answer. This four-strong is a problem, here's my answer. And I think what we've done over the past couple of years, which Dak's really bought into, is understanding and being a master at those trouble series. So he knows his four-strong answer is X, or he knows his four-week answer is this. Bear defense is a term some people might have heard a little bit where, you know, they cover the center and the two guards. He knows all the rules for that. So it really is, he's become a master of the trouble series, and that's one of the reasons why he's so comfortable against the blitz.
Shoddy, what did you see out of J.J. McCarthy on tape coming out of Michigan? Has he kind of been the same quarterback you expected him to be?
Yeah, I mean, I saw a winner. I mean, I really did. You know, I think you saw a guy that, you know, had great poise. I saw athleticism. I saw a guy with good arm talent. I just liked the way he played the game. There was moxie. There was, you know, he reminds me a little bit of Bo Nix. You know, they're both, you know, good. They've got good size, but they move around. They compete. They use their weapons really well. And again, he played great against Washington. You know, and I'm sure that the thing that they're looking at with him is they got to take care of the football. And he's kind of turned it over a little bit too much this year. But a really, really talented young player that I think's got a nice future in this league.
Brian Schottenheimer here on Sean and RJ, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company on 105.3 The Fan. Did this week of discussion and all the criticism, or the noise, I should say, has that put an extra chip on George Pickens' shoulder?
I don't know about that. I think, you know, George has been great this week, and I don't think anybody ever questioned that George would be great this week. You know, George is having an incredible season, and again, I don't think any of us coached or played very well against Detroit. Certainly we didn't get the desired effect and result, which is the win, but I think he's had an awesome week, and again, I think he understands just, you know, what's expected of him. When you're that talented and you're that good of a player, and he's answered the call, which has been great to see.
How different was he on tape in this game compared to other games this year?
You know what? Honestly, there was a little bit of things. You know, and he felt, you know, that he didn't play very well. He knows he needs to play better. But, again, he still made plays. He still took a lot of attention, which is why Ryan Flournoy and CD were having the monster games that they had. And at the end of the day, again, each game is different. And, you know, shoot, I mean, no one plays every game or coaches every game perfect. And, again, we all have to be better. But, again, what I'm pleased about, guys, is, again, just the way he's come in, and not just Wednesday but Thursday. I mean, well, I'm talking about two really, really good days of practice. And hopefully that's great news for us heading into Sunday night.
Coach, Jake Ferguson went from a guy who hardly ever fumbles to one who has put the ball on the turf far too often lately. When something like that happens, when it's out of character, is that a lack of attention to detail, lackadaisical? What goes on there?
Well, number one, it's the biggest issue that we're having as a football team. I think we're 29th in the NFL, which is terrible. -8, you know, you're not going to win enough football games to go where you want to go when you do that. We have to get it resolved on offense and take care of it better. What's crazy, guys, is we actually went four straight games without a turnover. I mean, think about that. We did not one, not two, but four straight games without a turnover. And, of course, on defense, we're not taking it away enough. And so we talk about it every week. Every Thursday we do a segment. But let's talk about Jake, you know, first, because you asked the question. You know, Fergie is so damn competitive, man. He's going to fight and claw for every extra yard. But there's a way you carry the ball that, again, some guys lose track of, where, okay, if I'm running to the right, guys, I want the ball in my right arm because that's where the sideline is. That allows me to use my left hand, whether it's a stiff arm or to protect. Okay, but once you're in traffic, you have to, we call it lock it down, which means basically I put not much, just my right arm, but my left arm over. I kind of create an X with my arms and my wrist to pin the ball against my chest. And that's where Fergie's gotten a little bit loose as he's fighting for yards or going down. And it creates air or space, which gives what we call an exit angle for the ball. And if there's an exit angle that's created, that's where guys are so good now at knocking it out.
Now that is a talking ball.
That is.
Answer and explanation.
Oh, yes. Hey, just a couple guys talking ball.
No, God, you're making Bobby's day right now. Brian Schottenheimer right here on The Fan. Well, speaking of turnovers, this guy was a master at it a couple of years ago. And the other day when it came to Trayvon Diggs, you said, I love him as a player, but ultimately he's got to show us that he's ready to do everything the right way. Coach, what is not happening the right way to finally get Diggs back on the field?
No, I think at the end of the day, the right way is just, you know, you walk in the building, start the day, and how you finish the day. And, again, I think he's doing a really good job. But, again, it's just the attention to detail and everything. You know, meetings, attention to detail in the walkthrough, attention to detail in, the practice and all those things. And, again, you know, I think, you know, people don't quite understand, guys, what a ramp-up period means. You go from basically doing zero football practice for, you know, however long it is, you know, a couple weeks, and then you're asked to go out there. Well, you don't forget how to play football, but your body hasn't done certain movements that they need to do at a high level to play to the level that Trayvon or anybody needs to do. And so it does take time. And again, at the end of the day, Trey's no different than everybody else. You know, we're always looking for that consistent approach, man, of competing every day. And I'll tell you this, he's having a really good week thus far, and just got to continue through today and into tomorrow.
Is he close to 100% healthy?
Yeah, he's looking really good. He really, I don't want to put a number on it, but yeah, he looks really good.
Is there anyone that's far enough along? We usually, and you, by the way, we're not happy with you. You've gotten Jerry on Tuesday for the first time in 15 years. He gives us no injury information. He used to just come on and say, yes, this guy's playing. I'm sure that made the head coach happy. So blank curse word you for that. He's given us nothing. Guyton, Clowney, Lamb, are any of them far enough along to where it's a no doubt that they'll play?
Well, listen, guys, I follow my owner, so I'm not going to tell you a damn thing. If he's not telling you a damn thing, I'm not telling you a damn thing. And I'm pretty smart when it comes to that. But, no, I do think, you know, CD's doing great. Who else do you ask me about?
Clowney and Guyton.
Clowney's, again, moving around better. And then, again, Guyton's going to be a little harder, but we'll see. And, again, he was on the field yesterday, which is good, but... Again, don't tell Jerry I told you I thought so.
He'll be on at 10:30.
Coach, I wanted to get your take on this. This is non-Cowboys related, but Phillip Rivers is going to start this. He's almost your age. He's going to start this week. It looks like he's going to start this week for the Colts. What could we possibly expect from a guy who's been out of the league for 5 years?
That's a great question. And first of all, let me say this. This guy, you know, having been around when we drafted him when he came out of North Carolina State in San Diego, I mean, this guy is a unique individual. The way his brain processes football, guys, is just different. I mean, I'm talking elite level different. God, I cannot imagine being 44 years old, which was a few years back for me. Okay, let's be honest. And going out there and getting chased and hit by 24, 23, 26-year-old men. But this guy's brain ticks at a different speed than most. And I think he's going to do a hell of a job handing it off. I think he's going to do a hell of a job getting the ball out of his hand really, 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 really fast. And at the end of the day, I wouldn't bet against him. You're talking about one of the greatest competitors I've ever been around and literally the best trash talker to never swear ever.
Amazing answers despite the insults. Thank you so much, Coach. Go get him Sunday night.
All right, guys. Thanks. Always enjoy it.
The great Brian Schottenheimer, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cowboys, Vikings, Sunday night, pregame, play-by-play, and the post right here on DFW Sports Station. This is Sean Treif and RJ Choppy back together from RJ out sick yesterday. Bobby Belt will be back on Sunday for the game coverage and then Monday for star up, star down, and everything else. Brian Schottenheimer, how is he going to get through an interview without his beloved Bobby at 8:20? Babe Laufenberg at 9:20. The current spread for this game is 3.5 points, and the Cowboys are favored at home. Choppy, start us off. Oh, actually, let's start off with Brian Schottenheimer. I think this comes from Hard Knocks inside the Cowboys meeting room. We always talked about December football. Mike McCarthy put a humongous emphasis on it. This is Shoddy doing the same thing.
Never lose sight of the magic of this football team, okay? It's about our competitive spirit, but really it's about that, the love for one another. Now, let's talk about this, okay? December football is the best because the good teams become what? Great fucking teams. Some teams start to do what in December? They change. Oh, shit, it's December football. Fuck that.
Compare that to Mike Kafka and what he did in front of the Giants in their meeting room. You know, the person who just doesn't have that delivery, right, and that fire.
I can imagine a Belichick pregame speech. All right, we're going to go out there. We're going to execute.
Yeah, but that would be who they are.
Right.
Someone who's trying to be something they're not. That's what Mike Kafka was, as he stood up there and he dropped a, if you ain't about it, leave.
That's right. If you ain't about it.
If you ain't about that life, go ahead and leave. And they're flashing to the Giants players in the meeting room like, shut the hell up. What are you talking? It was hilarious. It doesn't translate well for radio. But that's Brian Schottenheimer getting fired up. He will join us at 8:20. Choppy, let's talk about how Shoddy may attack this Vikings defense.
Well, the Vikings defense is actually one that blitzes quite a bit. They have like the highest blitz rate in the National Football League.
Oh, yeah.
And in a related story, Dak Prescott does pretty darn well against the blitz. That's right, because Dak has like a 70-plus percent completion percentage against the blitz. 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and over 1,000 yards against the blitz this season alone. And Brian Flores' Vikings defense has blitzed on 47% of snaps. That's most of the National Football League going into this week. So I found a write-up here on this Minnesota kind of based website blog. It talks about the defense, the changes from last year. It's mostly changed in one category, and that's they can't stop the run. Right? They can't stop the run very well. Now, to be fair, they're getting run on a lot, and that's mostly due to game script because they're behind. So the average the defense last year, when they were on the field, they were up by an average of 6.5 points. This year, when they're on the field, they're down by an average of 5.5 points. Okay, so obviously the game script means when you're behind, you're getting run on more. They're not being efficient at stopping the run. They're 6th in EPA per play against the pass, but 22nd against the run. So what's worse is that they did this intentionally, because they had traded away Harrison Phillips in the offseason, decided to get worse there at run prevention and start to emphasize the pass rush, and that's worked. But the run defense dropped off so dramatically, it offset any impact the pass rush has had. But that pass rush is good. They've gone from 9th in the NFL in pressure to 2nd. They're losing games, so the pass rush isn't as impactful because they're behind. But that blitz, like I said, 1st in blitz rate, 1st in simulated pressure rate, which is where they show a blitz look and then drop back into coverage. So it's a good test for the O-line, but Dak kills the blitz. So bring it, baby.
So Bobby's not here, but he sent a comprehensive preview for this game. And I was like, why the hell is he doing all this work? Well, I guess he just wants to know this for his pregame and postgame coverage.
Yeah.
And, of course, Bobby loves doing this anyway. And he wrote, Vikings will pressure the quarterback with or without the blitz, but Flores sure loves using it. They blitz at the highest rate in the league by a significant margin, and they've still managed to pressure the quarterback at the second highest rate in the NFL without it. Only Myles Garrett and the Browns pressure the QB more frequently. So Jonathan Greener was a big acquisition for them. They've got guys with strong reputations on the interior, like Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave. But the one that Bobby is terrified of is Dallas Turner. Dallas Turner had a fairly disappointing rookie year, started off a bit slow, but he has been a menace over the past month. That is Bobby's biggest individual concern on Sunday, Dallas attacking Dallas when it comes to protecting Dak. Going back to the interior, Allen and Hargrave, not very helpful in the run game, especially Allen at this point in time in his career. Tyler Booker will be huge for Dallas's running game. So that's a little bit of the defensive preview from Roberto. Second level of their defense, you have to be able to blitz as a Flores linebacker, and they have guys who can go ahead and do it. But the meal ticket is their poor coverage. If Dak gets some time, which he did not have because of Nate Thomas and Terrence Steele against the Lions, you can win the football game handily. Really bad secondary, in Bobby's opinion. Byron Murphy and Isaiah Rodgers have some really bad moments on tape. Rodgers has been a bit more consistent, but he's got his fair share of double move lowlights. The safeties are problematic as well. Harrison Smith, as you mentioned, RJ, more a Simon sound, but he's clearly not the same guy anymore. And Theo Jackson has several Cowboys-esque turning and chasing deep plays at safety. That is not a nice That's not a nice thing to say.
Wow.
Cowboy-esque plays at safety for Theo Jackson. As bad as the Cowboys have been this year against the pass, the Vikings are the least efficient deep ball pass defense we've seen in the last decade.
Well, baby.
There has not been a ton of shots taken against them because of the pressure that Flores generates, but when teams fire the deep ball on them, they have historic success. And you talked about allowing the highest EPA per dropback of any NFL defense when targeting receivers 20-plus yards down the field. Higher than this year's Cowboys. They're worse in terms of defending the deep ball. So, horrific. Figure out a way to go ahead and get some time. And that is Bobby's preview of the Vikings defense.
I like that. What you're saying there makes me feel even better about the over. The fact that they're...
What if they can't protect? All we said was the Lions can't rush the passer.
Well, that's a good point.
That's all we said. And they gave up almost 20 pressures between the two tackles.
I think that the difference is that's a road game against a good team. And this team just does, for whatever reason, and maybe they just do not beat good teams on the road. And that's a problem that they're going to have to fix because, obviously if they win the division, they're going to get a home game. But short of every other team upsetting the next, the higher seed, they're going to go on the road. And they're going to have to win a road playoff game.
And Jake Ferguson yesterday on G-Bag talked about the road game struggles.
No, I don't.
Small sample size.
That's the word. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think, it's all about how you prepare. Because at the end of the day, the guys you're playing against are doing the same thing you're doing. So to me, it's all about how you approach that stuff. You're talking about different time games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the late ones.
I don't think that should be a different. Yeah. Unless you're playing in overseas and you should be practicing at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I think, other than that, I think, preparation.
So that's Jake talking about the road games and being at night. Now, what about Matt Rife ticket giveaway coming up here momentarily? Official game picks for the Vikings at 8 o'clock. Brian Schottenheimer at 8:20 on the official home of the Cowboys. What about the Vikings offense? They're scoring 19 points a game. That's 26th in the league. They're 27th in yards per play. They're 29th in yards per pass play. They're 30th in third down conversion rate.
Is that good? Like, good 30th or
no,
bad 30th?
No, that's bad 30th. That's bad 30th? That's real bad. Okay. That's bad 30th. Musical chairs along the offensive line because of injuries. The interior of their O-line gets worked by skilled pass rushers. So he really likes their backs. I have Jordan Mason in fantasy. He's a guy that can bulldoze you. He can hurt you. Nick Eatman has talked about Aaron Jones here on the show, but he said neither Jones or Mason will help you that much in pass protection. And with the way Quinnen Williams and Osa have performed over the last month, Bobby feels pretty confident Dallas will pick up at least 3 sacks in this game. Now, I bet Quinnen. He told me to bet Quinnen getting a sack against Detroit. I lost that on Underdog. But he didn't have the bald. He didn't have the shaved head feeling. Okay. Whenever Bobby says I'm willing to shave my head, that's when I really bet.
Right.
So I bet a little bit. But not, he didn't drop the shaved head on it. Fairly static offense from Kevin O'Connell. They're below league average in motion at or before the snap. And maybe some of that has to do with a younger quarterback and not wanting to put too much in McCarthy's mind. But you got Justin Jefferson and McCarthy not on the same page. It's not good.
And that's
got
to change. I mean, if he's going to be there, the quarterback for the future, that's got to change.
Bobby said, least creative use I've ever seen for Jefferson, a ridiculous amount of hitches that I've previously seen on tape. He's still probably the best player I've ever seen running the post outside of Jerry Rice and Stephon Diggs. Bobby's showing the history right there. But it has not yielded any sort of return this year.
That's a large part because of the quarterback, and he has not been good. And he's also not been there the entire time.
Right.
Remember, they had some backups playing. But this is they went all in on JJ. They got rid of Sam Darnold. They went all in on JJ. They're like, we got to do this. They got to make it work. If they're not running the same kind of offense that Kevin O'Connell's been great at drawing up over the last few years, I mean, you're kind of playing with one arm tied behind your back. And you can't do that. You can't do that in this league. This game is such a game of such small margins, a game of inches. Maybe JJ doesn't like motion. There are some quarterbacks out there that just don't like it. And Rodgers doesn't like motion, right? He wants very static.
Jordan Addison and Jalen Naylor are the other two receivers. You've got TJ Hawkinson. Hawkinson is still savvy and can convert on third down, but there's no seam threat there. Addison, Bobby says, can be taken out with press coverage, but knowing how Dallas likes to play 15 yards off, he might be one to watch, especially with how frequently they send him vertical. And he likes Naylor as a third receiver. Think of Naylor as the forgotten guy most likely to have you breaking your television over a big play on Sunday night. And now we get to JJ. This is not the same guy on tape from Michigan, but that's also because they're trying to square peg round hole him, in my opinion. Now, this, when I'm reading this, and I greatly appreciate Bobby's work and knowledge here, this is Bobby trying to save his draft analysis by saying Kevin O'Connell doesn't know what he's doing with J.J. McCarthy. I was up at 3 a.m. taking care of the sick daughter, kind of laughing at this.
Okay.
As the great Kevin O'Connell is messing up Bobby's J.J. McCarthy prediction. He has got to be better in the face of pressure, but O'Connell's reluctance to run any slants and relatively few in-breaking routes overall is a killer for J.J. Throwing to moving targets in the middle of the field was his specialty at Michigan. He looks uncomfortable within the system, and he's still not putting on tape what he should. He does have to play better. The flashes are not nearly consistent enough, but I'm still a big believer in the guy I saw coming out of college. He's got gamer moments and shows a lot of moxie in big moments. And that's what I've seen as well from him.
Yeah, he does nothing for three quarters, and then all of a sudden the fourth quarter he pops.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a big fourth quarter against the Bears in the opener. He made some big plays down the stretch in their win on the road at Detroit. But other than that, it's been like, all right, if he's not in a big spot, he hasn't played great football. Now, obviously, they had a big win, 31-0, just destruction of Washington. But, yeah, he has that flair for the dramatic, there's no doubt.
And his eye black contributes to it. It's very menacing. It is menacing. Very intimidating until it turns into, like, the meme of the football season with everybody making fun of it.
Yeah, he looks like a football player. It does make him look like a football player.
Speaking of the lack of in-breaking routes that Minnesota's not running, Bobby says the Cowboys have been the worst pass defense in the NFL the last 3 weeks against in-breaking routes. So if there was ever a time for KOC to break it out, this could be it. And then finally, in Roberto's preview as our Cowboys insider, they are one of the worst offenses Minnesota is against two high safeties, which Dallas is in the bottom half of the league in split safety percentage, despite being the 14th ranked defense in the NFL in success rate from split safety looks. So Dallas is second worst in the NFL in single high success rate, and the Vikings are pretty bad. They're the worst short yardage team in football, and they're the worst short yardage team of the last decade. So if you're looking at third and two, fourth and two, the numbers say Minnesota fails.
Is that surprising to you?
Everything, if they struggle offensively, is surprising to me with the great Kevin O'Connell. And they got studs at receiver. I've had Addison the past couple years. We know what JJ is. Hockenson, two good running backs. Yeah, Addison is kind of their thunder.
Yeah.
And we know Aaron Jones is really good, even though he's been hurt and banged up.
He's still 4-6 a game. Or 4-6 a carry,
I feel like everyone, you got to be horrific if you're under 4 yards a carry now in today's NFL.
I know. It's like 4 yards a carry now, like just the number 4-0, is like bottom third of the NFL from starter perspective. That used to be the benchmark. That used to be the benchmark.
Yes. All right, the official picks and the five things RJ wants to see at 8 o'clock this morning. Thanks to Roberto for putting in all the extra work, as always. Let's hook you up for the final time this week for Turning It On, Leaving It On.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, and let's go get them. The weather's right.
See, I love hearing that. Now, we're almost upon the 50th anniversary, and the Cowboys are about to play the Vikings. So what are your memories of seeing, hearing about the original Hail Mary and its impact going forward?
Well, it just permeates the history and the byline, story byline of the Cowboys. It's wonderful to still be able to sit down and visit with Roger Staubach about those moments, Drew Pearson. I've had several times that subject has come up with both. And it just reminds you of really, frankly, guys, the role that media plays in the game. The game is about tradition. The game is about competition. It's about entertainment. There's a little business involved with it. But it's sure about the tradition that the great plays and the great times have embedded in our fans. And so the media, I give all the credit in the world because they've made a moment in time. And they've made the nuances of it and what it meant. They've made that into a fable, if you will. Now, I know that sounds flowery and arm-wavy and all that, but it's a fact. It's a fact, and that's one of the reasons that we're all as excited about NFL football as we are.
Now, in terms of this Sunday evening's game, how is Dr. Jerry feeling about Ferguson and Clowney?
I've just been answering that one all morning. We'll see, and that's a fact. I can't tell you the days that we go out before a game and we've got a list of about three or four players, usually different ones, of course, that are going to get out and run, cut, see how they feel, see how, in the case of anything to do with an injury like a concussion, and see their status. Right now, generally speaking, everybody that we have on our list is got a chance to step out there Sunday, see how they feel, see if they can actually cut and move to everybody's satisfaction. But generally speaking, I feel good about our availability for Sunday.
Jerry, with this few games left, and you know all this on the line, how's your stomach feel with all of this? Like I'm nervous as heck every day waking up thinking about what you have to accomplish here to potentially get in the playoffs. I do it with a little bit of bourbon. How do you handle it through this time?
Well, I can tell you this, old Mr. Bourbon or what have you, has assisted me throughout my life in many times. But I'll never forget my dad called after about 2 months I'd owned the Cowboys, and he says, "My gosh, Jerry," he said, "I had no idea. I've never seen anything like the visibility that's involved." And he said, "I sure hope that you know how to handle the pressure. I hope I've shown you the way." Well, he did. And I said, "Dad, I've learned from the master." I'm talking to him on the other end of the phone. He's shown me how to handle pressure during these times. And so, you've got to deal with it. But just let me say this. It's a different kind of pressure now than some of the kinds of pressure that people deal with in everyday life. Let's get real. And it's different. It's serious. It's important to those that are involved at that time. But there's a lot more. I had a coach one time tell me, "Boy, don't vote for going for two. Keep it to single extra point kick. Don't put another coaching decision on coaches." And the pressure is just too much. And I said, "Let me tell you, pressure. Look up in those stands and think about that TV audience out there. They're looking at us to alleviate a little of the pressure." Mm-hmm. Now, there's some pressure, folks. Some of them on Monday getting ready to go into the bank, and the bank expecting to pay off, and they're going to have to ask them for more money. That's pressure.
Jerry, last Thursday, Dak, after the game, said that he was pissed off, and that a lot of guys in that locker room were probably pissed too. And I'm kind of curious if that feeling, if that emotion carries over for an entire week, if you've noticed that this team looks like it still has that kind of emotion in it right now, and if they can use that and they can be pissed off on Sunday.
Yeah, I think that this time, at this point, you look at what and a couple of those games, or maybe more, that we could have played better, done some things different, and have a win up there rather than a loss on our record. Now it's where that play in a game or that series could make the difference. To me, that's what's being reflected on if you're a player. And you look back at it and say, "Look, but for this, but for that." Now, that is a subconscious way of getting yourself ready to go. I'm going to think about that because that'll help me not have those as much in the game that we've got coming up. Because if we do well in these next games, we've got an excellent chance to write a story here that we'll remember the rest of our lives. And that's out there.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 to the Fan. Jerry, there's been obviously a lot of talk around Trayvon Diggs' availability. Brian Schottenheimer this week had the quote. He said, "I love him as a player, but ultimately he's got to show us that he's ready to do everything the right way." What does that mean to you guys, and what does doing things the right way look for getting Trayvon Diggs on the field?
Well, I'll cut right to it. Does his physical injury allow him to compete like we know Trayvon can compete? It boils down to that right there. And he's been working through that. We've been working through it with him. And you'd be surprised the numbers of players, both on any given Sunday or in general, just group. You'd be surprised that you work through it. You get here as a day like we are today, Friday. They'll have a certain level of expectation, activity from what they're doing out there today. They'll look at it Saturday, stay off of it quite a bit. And this is every player that's injured that's iffy for Sunday. And then you'll go out there, and more often than not, you know, I think you turn the list in of active players about 30 minutes before kickoff, maybe 40. But you turn that list in, and you have to look at that list to to see which players you're going to be playing on the opposing team. Well, the same thing's happening on our teams, and I've seen us leave the hotel and thinking that they're going to be two or three active, and they get out and they try to go, and they're with the trainers, and they can't go. And so right there, within a 20-minute period of time, they go from can't go to go, or go and can't go. So bottom line is, it really does mean we'll see how they look the day of the game.
One more on Diggs. Is there any, I guess, contractual consideration or reason that could go into determining whether or not to activate Diggs?
Not that I'm aware of, in terms of whether he's, you know, contractual and injury are pretty clear cut. And if you can't go because you're hurt, then that usually does not impact your contract. And so, again, there's a lot of details in. There's incentives. He could be losing an opportunity to make some incentives. All of those things are there. I couldn't and wouldn't, frankly, answer that specifically this morning.
Jerry, are you at all afraid or concerned that he won't be able to be that player physically, get back to that, and be able to go at some point again?
Well, he's had a history here the last two or three years of being limited, and you have to look at that. Everybody, that's part of the appraisal. You have to look at it, and certainly he hadn't been here. And we, of course, are missing. We miss his XP out there, and what we hoped we were setting up for the future when we made a contract with him going forward for years to come.
Now, I want to talk about another player that we hope will be good for years to come, Tyler Booker. We have talked about how good he has looked against pressure, but it also seems like he's mean, too. Is that what you want in an offensive lineman, right? Like that mean streak?
Yeah, we call that makeup. Makeup. Mm-hmm. What kind of makeup do they have? And, boy, let me tell you, he's got makeup. That just jumped out at you in the draft. It was a big plus for him. This guy's got makeup. He comes in almost as a leader type, which, by the way, your offensive line is an absolute fabulous place to have a great leader, because they're a team within a team, but the attitude of that game permeates the entire team. And so it's more than just the guy next to you that you're working with on a blocking assignment. It affects the entire team. He's been everything we hoped he'd be when we drafted him.
Were you a mean offensive lineman?
You know something? I pulled every play. pulled. Like a, and so I really, my block was like a fullback block. And that's how come I was there, because I really was a fullback, a running back. And we had very light lines. When my last game, starting out here, we started at the Cotton Bowl, I weighed 182 pounds right before the game. And I was pulling guard against Nebraska that averaged about 250 at the time. And so, but it was the block was usually a roll block. Kind of threw your right hand across the player's body and rolled and let your shoulder and back roll him up. And because usually you're blocking a tackle coming across or a end coming across. A lot of times you could get out in front of him and get downfield, but that was good. But let me tell you something. I've said this. I'm 83 years old. I'm still mad about it. They moved me from fullback when I was a junior. And fullbacks get to catch balls. They get to run with the ball. They get to do all that. That was my picture of me. So going into that line spot was a bitter pill. I'm mad about it right now, talking about it. I don't know why I agreed to it.
You know, Jerry, I always felt like Kevin Gogan was one of the meanest dudes I'd ever watched play the game. You got to see a lot of offensive linemen come through. Who stands out for you like that?
Oh, I thought now we're talking play temperament. Temperament. Larry Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Allen. And he had all the stuff to back it up. And he was so strong and so gifted with his feet. And boy, was he smart. Larry Allen's handwriting, he could have been hired by Hallmark Cards to do Christmas cards naturally with his handwriting. It was that pretty.
That is amazing.
And he was exceptional. He was exceptional, not only strength-wise, but foot speed. But, boy, let me tell you right now, he was football mean.
You know, I do remember when I was an intern over at the website, at the Cowboys website, and I said, I'm going to talk to Larry Allen today. And he was sitting on the couch, and I said hi to him, and he said, what are you doing talking to me? And I thought I messed my pants, Jerry. And Leroy Glover laughed, and he was like, I'll answer your questions. But, yeah, Larry Allen was – he was absolutely amazing.
I've often thought – that's just picture going in a place, a bar, or someplace to have a drink. Well, I've from time to time in my life had somebody from time to time be smart and say something that makes you mad and to end the bar. I've often thought, how would you like to go in someplace and Larry Allen be sitting two stools down and he do something and you give him a good mouthing? Don't you know that'd be the surprise of your life if he jumped up and took care of your mouth?
And he would.
He would, man.
That'll make you be quiet on those circumstances.
Absolutely. Now, we've all talked all year about how well George Pickens has been playing. Do you feel like at all because of that, maybe fans, maybe some media folks have taken CeeDee Lamb for granted or kind of lost sight at what a weapon he can still be?
Yeah, I think we're being hard. I think the criticism of this last ball game is being hard on him and not justified. And I understand what we wanted to do, but there was more to it than met the eye. And let's just leave it all at that. A game like that leaves us all wanting more. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when we lost Lamb, it was glaring if we had had any type of play that didn't work the way it appeared it should work. That's a mouthful of saying that it is. I don't know if I've ever seen a body of work for a season dismissed as quickly as it was with Pickens getting criticized against Detroit. And that's madness. But I'll tell you what, he's had a great week of practice. That really has a lot to do with it. Sometimes your practice week can impact your day, and he may not have had as good a week of practice the week before. I've never heard of a player that didn't have some better weeks than the week before.
How do you think he handled everything this week after the post last week and the Richard Sherman thing with Pickens?
Listen, I don't want to. Reply to the specifics there, mm-hmm. because I'm not for sure about the nuances. George has really handled things really well every week. And, everybody's individuals out there and they have nuances. But on balance, he's really contributed to when we've had success, he's really contributing to the promise of success. He's a big part of what we're looking at the next four ball games.
Now, speaking of the next four ball games, you guys traded for Logan Wilson for a very specific reason. How important is it that he gets more playing time, especially since Kenneth Murray has struggled?
Yeah. Well, what is important is that we, at a given time, we've got the best we've got out on the field. Now, that's the key. He really does do some things very well. He reads the blocks extremely well. And so, Logan, I'm talking about. He reads it instinctively extremely well. And we need that when we've needed that. And so it doesn't surprise me that you come in and it takes some few games to basically blend in, so to speak. And that's a pretty coordinated spot, that linebacker spot. But he does read those blocks well. He's reactive. He's natural in there. That's big at linebacker. I think you'll see more of him.
Now, you guys obviously were able to make a huge comeback against Philadelphia, but I can't imagine these starts have been satisfactory for you and the team. How does this team get off to a better start in not only Minnesota, but all the games going forward?
Yeah, well, I think you basically, I've never been in a game plan meeting with coaching staffs that didn't either state we've got to have better starts or we've got to get off to a good start. And we've really come back from some slow starts this year. And so I'm going to look at it positively. I understand the negative part of it, but positively, look what we can do if we can get that start the way we want it and come out of there and go right down there with the ball and get a touchdown. I think on defense, we've got to work on. We're working on it, getting the best field position we can get on the kicks and then stopping them and not letting them do good on their first down, on the first down of the first series. Because that first down, if it gets out there and gets five or more out of it, then you're all of a sudden the very next play of the start of the game, you've feel like you're looking uphill a little bit. All of those things matter. They're addressed succinctly. You can imagine how they're addressed. Big starts after the half, big starts to start the game are very important in football.
Absolutely. Hey, can you believe that Philip Rivers is getting back into this game after after all the time that he's taken off?
Well, that's admirable. You know, you've had some situations in the past where at that position, which is the most premium position of experience, that position, quarterback, and you can get some gain out of the experience value. That's why older quarterbacks, there's such a spot for them, even though they may have lost a step, they make up for it with their just their experience and their mental approach to the game. So I know it's getting a lot of look. It's interesting to see how it is. But it doesn't surprise me that a grandpa can get out there and make plays.
Man, we appreciate the time. As always, good sir, best of luck on Sunday evening, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
Okay, guys. Well, I enjoyed this visit for sure. And this is an exciting time for us. We've got this game right here. Don't look past it. But some good things could happen for us this year. Let's keep pushing.
Let's give them hell, man. Let's
do it. There you go. There you go, Jerry Jones, right here on 105.3 The Fan. So glad we were able to cut off Bobby's last question.
It was a really good question.
Don't describe that as cutting it off.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.